We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Kavoid Raboi V'Talmud Chacham, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Tesvov. Today is Chai Ador, Tov Shinayin, the first yahrzeit of Risha Basha Basra Boruch, and we dedicate the Shir Leilu Nishmosa. She should be a Meilitz Toiv for her family, for us, and for all of Anshei Shlomeinu, and for all of Klal Yisrael, Mitzvah Shem. V'ze shekosuv bo'oyel moed, michutz laparoiches asher al hoedus, yaroich oisoy aharon uvonov, me'erev ad boiker. Rav Nosson Zal is discussing the Mishkan a little bit, the Menorah, related to Ner Chanukah, related to our topic. And it says here that Aharon HaKohen and his sons should prepare the Menorah in the evening, in the morning, michutz laparoiches, outside the paroiches, which covers the oroin. Shehizkiro haTorah es hoedus shehem haluchos etzal neiros haMenorah. The Torah made sure to make mention of the oron, which had the luchos in it, which had the Torah in it, in conjunction with the Menorah, lahoiros, to teach us shezehu ikar mitzvas hadlokas haneiros, that this is what the lighting of the Menorah is all about. Kedei lahamshich oyer hoedus, to draw upon ourselves the light of the Torah, of the Luchos, Shehem haLuchos, Shehoyo ben Aseres haDibros, Shehem klal haNevuah k'nal. This is the Luchos which had the Ten Commandments in it, which represent all 10 levels of prophecy, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there in the Likutei Moran. Kedei lahamshich oyer haNevuah, so that we draw upon ourselves this light of Nevuah, in order to be able to sort out and clarify the medame, which is related to the night, darkness, that's when we're involved in lighting the menorah, in the beginning of the night, so that the medame should be clarified and sorted out throughout the entire night. And this is again why the Torah was so precise in its words in saying that the menorah should burn from the evening till the morning. Because that's when the main Biror Hamadama takes place, as we discussed earlier, throughout the hours of darkness, nighttime. So that we should be zeicha, by sorting out the medame, we're zeicha to tikkun huemuna, shetzrichen lesakno balaylo, which we have to be mesakein specifically during the night time, bibchinas, as the pasuk says, ve'emunoscho balaylois, that regarding the tikkun huemuna, it's done at night time specifically. Paragraph Tes Zayin. V'alkein heim shloishim v'sheish neirois b'chol shmoina simei Chanukah. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll also see the connection as to why we light a total of 36 candles throughout the 8 days of Chanukah. 1 plus 2 plus 3, you know, going up to 8. Keneged lamed vov tzadikim shebechol doer, corresponding to the 36 tzadikim, which are present in every single generation, Hamistaklim ba'aspaklaria hameira, who see Hashem with tremendous clarity. The Gemara speaks about two levels of prophets. There were some prophets who saw Hashem in a hazy form. That's referred to as aspaklaria she'enoi meira. Those prophets, when they would speak, they would say, Koy Omar Hashem. Approximately this is what Hashem said. Like this is what Hashem said. Like this. Whereas the Gemara says there were certain prophets like Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw Hashem baspaklaria hameira. They saw Hashem with tremendous clarity. And when they would prophesize, they would say, Ze hadovor asher tzivo Hashem. This is exactly what Hashem has commanded. You know, what Hashem has instructed. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, we know that there are 36 tzaddikim in every generation, the Gemara says, who are zeicha to see Hashem kaviyochel baspaklaria hameira, with tremendous clarity. Interesting side note, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that there's actually 2 times 36. The number is 36, but there are 36 in Eretz Yisrael, and 36 dispersed around the rest of the world. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes a pasuk, Cholak Libam. Their heart was divided. The heart of the Jewish people is the tzaddikim. Lamed Beis Mem, the word Libam is Begematria 72. So the 72 is split. 36 in Eretz Yisrael, 36 outside of Eretz Yisrael. But again, this number 36, Kize Iker Ner Chanaka Kedei Lahamshich Oyer HaTzadikim HuAmitim Bali Ruach HaKodesh HaMestaklim Baspaklare Meira, because this is what lighting the Chanukah candles is all about, to draw upon ourselves the light of the true Tzadikim who have Ruach HaKodesh, who see Hashem Baspaklare Meira. By attaching ourselves, by drawing upon ourselves the light of those tzaddikim, we will be zeichet to emuna shleima. Amen. Rav Nosson Zal says. Now he adds a few additional appendixes. Paragraph Yud Zayin. Veze she'isa batikunim. This is why the Tikkuni Zohar says shechanaka bechinas chonu chofhei. That the word Chanukah is actually two words. They rested on the 25th. Everybody knows that that refers to the fact that the battle against the Greeks was over on the 25th day of Kislev. And that's when we celebrate Chanukah. Chanukah begins on Chof Hei Kislev. But the Tikkun Ezer says that the 25th also refers to Emuna. Chof Hei Asvon Di Yehuda. The Tikkun Ezer says this refers to the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, which is called Yehudei Lo. Da'ainu Bechinas Emuna. We know that's the strongest declaration of our faith in Hashem. Ki ze ikar Bechinas Chanukah. Because that's the essence of Chanukah. Chanukah is a time when we celebrate the defeat of the Greeks. What did the Greeks want? They wanted to get us away from believing in Hashem, to accept their culture. Greek culture should replace the Torah HaKadosha, should replace Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, all of these things, the holy prophets, the Nevi'im. And the victory was a victory of Emunah. So when we light these Chanukah candles, we're trying to connect, we're trying to rejuvenate and refresh and renew our Emunah in Hashem, which is this Chof Hei. These 25 letters of the Shema Yisrael. Paragraph Yudches, Veze Bechinas Ner Chanukah Osur Leishtameish Loira. And this is also why the Gemara says that a person is not allowed to make personal use out of the Chanukah candles, to use their light for his own personal purposes. Meaning, She Osur Lehiskarev Lahatzadik Bishvil Shimushe Choil. A Jew is not allowed to come close to tzaddikim for materialistic purposes. Kenohug achshav bavoinei seinu arabim. Rav Nosson Zal says, as is prevalent today, due to our many sins, unfortunately. He was talking about the fact that even during his time, during Rabbeinu Zal's time, Rav Nosson Zal's time, most of the people who went to tzaddikim went for a brocha for parnasa. Please, I need money, I need health. At best, those two things. Or, in many cases, they would go to the tzaddik who actually had protekcia to be able to help them get a job, to help them get certain jobs, certain positions, whether it was a rabbinical position in a particular city, that kind of thing. Those were the main reasons why people were going to tzaddikim. And Rav Nosson Zal understood that that's not what a tzaddik is really for. What a tzaddik is really for is Rak Iker Hahiskarvus Yeh Bishvil Hashem Yisparach. The main reason for trying to come close to a tzaddik is for Hashem, for Hashem's kavod. Kedei liskois lemuna shlema, to be zoiche to complete faith in Hashem. The tzaddik is the one who believes in Hashem betachlis hashlemus, and he's the one who can teach me how to be zoiche to really believe in Hashem under all circumstances. There's a story during Rav Nosson Zal's lifetime that there were a certain number of people that came to Rav Nosson Zal. And it was a chiddush, because again, Breslov in those days was tiny in quantity of members. And the word went out that 60 people came to Rav Nosson Zal for this holiday. And the word got back to the Savrana, who was the major, major force of opposition to Rav Nosson Zal during his lifetime. There was a Hasidic Rebbe called the Savrana Rebbe, and there's a lot written about him in some of the Sforim that describe that he was actually a very special neshama, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal made an attempt to be makar of him, and he didn't make the connection. And during Rav Nosson Zal's lifetime, he went off to become incredible opposition to Rav Nosson Zal. He sent out letters to his Hasidim saying they should do everything they can to try to harm Breslov Hasidim, Parnosa, in any way you can, Rachmona Litzlan. And at one point, they actually sent a hit squad to kill Rav Nosson Zal and his family. The hit squad made a mistake and they killed a different Nosson. They actually murdered somebody else, Rachmona, you know, murdered somebody with intention. That's how serious the opposition was, unfortunately, in those days. There's a small pamphlet, Yemei HaTlois, The Days of Struggle, of Trouble, which describes a little bit of what went on, how this whole thing started and what went on at the time. And this pamphlet is not publicized that much, even in Breslov. It's kept low because it has a lot of unpleasantries about supposedly religious Jewish people. But in any case, regarding that particular occasion, the word got back to the Savrana, and the Savrana was tremendously upset and hurt. And one of his Hasidim commented to him, Rebbe, what do you care? He had 60 people, you had 500 people. So he made a very sharp comment. He said, if I had 500 cats or 500 dogs, you know, I had 500 guys who were coming for the food, for the money, you know, period. He had 60 lights, 60 people who were all on fire for Hashem. The only thing on their screen was coming close to Hashem, period. Now, that's the statement that was made, that this tzaddik at that time, this rabbi, saw the difference between what people were coming to him for versus what people were coming to Rabbeinu Zal or to Rav Nosson Zal for. So here Rav Nosson Zal comments that we see a remez to this in the halacha, where the Torah tells us that the Hanukkah candles, you're not allowed to have any personal use out of them. We said that the Hanukkah candles represent the light of the tzaddik, coming close to the tzaddikim. That a person needs to know when he's coming close to the tzaddik, he's not coming close for personal materialistic benefits. He's coming because the tzaddik is the one who can teach me emunah in Hashem, who can bring me to higher and higher levels of faith in Hashem and serving Hashem. That's the goal. We say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in one of the Pait that we say in the Chazor Sachatz of Shachris, we say, Atzosoy emunah pe'ulosoy emes. Atzosoy, his advice is, what is his advice? Emunah, that's his advice. That's the advice of the tzaddik. His limud is the limud of the emunah, which we know is the whole foundation of Yiddishkeit, because we mentioned before, the Gemara says that when the rabbis tried to shrink the Torah to its lowest common denominator, one rabbi got it down to 11, to 6, and the Gemara concludes at the end of Makkos by saying, Bo Chavakuk ve'emidon alachas. Chavakuk came along, and he shrank the whole Torah to one thing, emunah. V'tzadik be'emunaso yichye. The pasuk, a tzadik lives with his emunah. So we see the Torah defines tzadik as emunah.